I'm Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, which is brought to you today by First Distribution. Organizations are flocking to the cloud for its agility, scalability, and innovation potential. But while the cloud promises big things, it also presents a set of financial challenges. Many businesses find their cloud bills spiraling out of control, eroding the very benefits they sought in the first place. Without careful monitoring, optimization, and strategic planning, resources can be over-provisioned, idle instances can accumulate, and data transfer costs can silently skyrocket. This isn't just about saving money. It's about maximizing the value organizations extract from their cloud investment. My guest in studio today is Pregan Chetty, Microsoft Azure Product Manager at First Distribution, will discuss the tools Azure provides for effective cost management and how businesses can take advantage of them to get the most out of their cloud deployments. Hello, Pregan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Nati.
Could you first tell me a bit about First Distribution, where it fits into South Africa's IT ecosystem and its relationship with Microsoft Azure?
100%. So First Distribution is a leading ICT provider of over 50 global premium brands. We have been transacting for the last 40 years. Last year was actually our 40th year anniversary in the ICT markets. And we distribute everything from networking, ICT, all the way down to IoT, as well as cloud technologies being Microsoft Azure, one of our biggest brands in our business. And our relationship with Azure is one of the higher tiered CSP distributors in the markets that actually help resellers go to market as well as build out cloud solution strategies.
Excellent. So let's get into the topic 100%. Now. You know, we're talking about costs in cloud deployments with specific reference to Azure. Could you describe some of the common pitfalls or hidden costs that companies fall into when they are deploying on Azure?
Most definitely. So some of the common pitfalls that we do tend to see, firstly, is over-provisioning and under-provisioning. That is the most common thing we see, especially the adoption to the cloud. I think a cloud in our South African markets is very immature, to the point that I wouldn't say immature in terms of what technology is, but immature in terms of the understanding of cloud and what its capabilities and what benefits it can actually bring to businesses. The next thing we see a lot of the time is incorrectly sizing your environments, taking out too high a spec, you know, machines for the environment than what the business actually needs. And generally, the next area kind of relates to that in the sense of optimization. A lot of organizations don't know how to optimize or digitally transform their current business in today's day and age. These are just a few of the common pitfalls. I mean, you find things far and in between in terms of server licensing, SQL, complex Azure environments. And when we say complex Azure environments, the most common thing we see is a lot of customers think that when moving to the cloud, you have to move everything to the cloud. Everything doesn't need to move to the cloud. You have the ability to lift and shift your data or lift and shift your systems where your business sees fit. And I think this is where the benefit of Azure comes in. But this is also where the concern and the problem of Azure comes in as well.
So over and above choosing the right thing and the right amount of the right thing, there are different ways to price.
Correct.
In the Azure environment. Could you tell us about the different pricing models?
Definitely. So Azure has three main pricing models. Let's start on the first one and the most common one, pay-as-you-go subscription. Essentially the same as a cell phone contract. You're paying for what you use. In these particular subscriptions, you have the ability of using all the native Microsoft services as well as third-party services, not forgetting your storage and compute, which is the main thing businesses need in today's day and age. The second form of licensing or subscription type that you have is called a reserved instance. And a reserved instance is essentially a 1 or 3 year commitment on a particular computing spend within the cloud. Now, these offer customers significant discounts because you're able to predict your computing power for either a 12 or 36 month period upfront.
But it seems as though architectural planning is key here, because you need to know what you're going to need ahead of time so you can plan for it appropriately.
100%. And that's where, you know, scoping becomes absolutely key in any Azure environment. And I wouldn't say Azure. I'd say anything in the cloud. Understanding where your data is residing and where your systems reside is a very, very key thing in today's day and age, especially given the disparate amount of technologies that businesses employ on a daily basis. They have a system for finance, a system for HR, a system for productivity, and the list goes on.
Mm.
How do you actually control that? And that's one of the other challenges that businesses also have.
Mm.
And I think with Azure, we are able to tie everything together just as a business needs.
Mm. Talking about tying things together, I've heard of DevOps.
Yes.
I've heard of DecSecOps, which is security focused. And now I've come across the concept of FinOps. Could you tell us what that is and how organizations benefit from that?
100%. And that is the new hype word, FinOps.
Mm. Mm.
So FinOps is essentially the practice of financial operations, engineering, as well as business controls utilizing a computing environment, either in the cloud or on premises. And essentially the practice is to better understand the financial control that your systems are impacted by.
Mm.
So for example, how much is virtual machine one costing me versus virtual machine two? And where can I actually create benefit and cost affordability as well as save myself money as a business?
Mm.
And with FinOps, this new practice is all around optimization and making sure that the business's finances as well as the infrastructure finances are aligned to business goals.
Mm. But this also now speaks to taking prudent cloud financial practices and implementing them within the organization. And that links somewhat to KPIs.
Correct.
How do businesses implement that?
So a lot of businesses do it differently. To give you an example of one of the KPIs I've recently been privy to was obviously a budgeting cost number. And the whole aim of the FinOps activity was how do we drive the actual infrastructure spend down to create more money for, you know, other technologies, other purchases, other projects within a business's environment. And with this particular practice, the KPI that was put in place was obviously a virtual machine compute level, or So from a compute level, a lot of organizations will build a KPI based on the consumption of that particular resource.
Mm.
Have we utilized 50-60%? That becomes a KPI.
Mm.
The spend associated with that particular machine also becomes a KPI in terms of reaching a particular target.
Mm.
But I think to generally answer the question, KPIs are dependent on different organizations and what they're trying to drive.
Mm. The other complexity with different types of organization is where certain costs actually sit within the organization. And Azure has this thing called tagging.
Yes.
Could you explain how tagging can help organizations streamline their costs?
100%. And tagging is a really, really interesting area because tagging allows you to create various different subsets of your compute environment to track on costs. And tagging is essentially the word. You are tagging a resource with a particular naming convention or identification convention that allows you to meet your FinOps objectives.
Mm.
For example, that virtual machine one could be a tag. That tag could be reporting back to the cost management tools in Azure, allowing an organization to see how much of spend as well as resource utilization they may have.
Mm. All right. You touched a little bit earlier on hybrid cloud.
Yep.
It's necessary for some organizations. Maybe they want to keep certain data on-prem for certain reasons, but they want to also maximize the tools that they get in the cloud. What strategies do you have for managing costs that are now separated between on-prem and in the cloud environments?
So there's multiple tools out in the market, and the great thing is Azure is a very integratable tool.
Mm.
Let's firstly start with the Azure Cost Management Tool. The Azure Cost Management Tool is a comprehensive tool that allows organizations to see the cost of all their resources as well as their consumption based on the data extracts, data manipulation, or even services that are utilizing data. The Cost Management Tool is super, super important because it allows organizations to track what they're actually using as well as the spend allocated with this. In addition to this, Azure also has tools built in such as Azure Advisor, which looks at the utilization of your actual workloads and makes recommendations based on that. So not only are you, you know, working with First Distribution to gain a bit more information around, you know, what is my actual spend, Azure has the tools built in.
Mm.
We as First Distribution have also partnered up with very strategic brands or vendors with strategic cost management solutions. For example, we're currently working with an organization called Anadot. Some people would know it as Umbrella or formerly known as Snow. And what this is a multi-cloud, multi-tenant cost management tool that allows you to view your resources over and above the Azure cost management tool. Mm. And this is a value add that First Distribution provides to all our customers. Mm. Each and every customer transacting an Azure subscription will get a cost management tool.
Mm.
And actually, in to be politically correct, they're actually getting two cost management tools, right?
Yes. Yes.
That is your cost management, Azure Native, mm-hmm. as well as your Anadot technology over and above that.
Okay.
Those are the two areas organizations, you know, use a lot when it comes to cost. However, there is other ways of doing it, such as tagging, for example, creating KPIs, creating business objective goals that your infrastructure needs to meet.
Mm. All right. So many organizations now are looking to the cloud to experiment with AI workloads because cloud service providers such as Azure are faster at deploying tools that they 100%. Can use to deploy this. However, AI workloads are compute intensive and they might see their costs kind of starting to mm-hmm. spiral. How can they manage these?
So it's leveraging the tools we briefly mentioned as well, mm-hmm. but also understanding what AI activity or service you are trying to build out in your environments. Mm-hmm. Now, Azure has a host of different tools, and I think the most common thing to anyone who hears the name Microsoft mm-hmm. is Copilot, right?
Yes.
But Copilot is not only an end-user technology that sits in a Microsoft 365 license. There's also Copilot for security, Copilot for Azure, which is still currently in preview. It hasn't been released yet. Mm-hmm. But once it releases, I think it'll be a prime platform for organizations to start building out their AI capabilities, start building out services and things like FAQs. Mm-hmm. For example, we've undertaken a project where we are trying to create a FAQ using AI technology through Microsoft Azure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a technology called AI Foundry Studio. Mm-hmm. And this allows you to pretty much, in a nutshell or in layman's terms, create your own large language model that's closed off to you performing a certain function based on your input and your actions that you need. Mm. So, for example, we've actually created that as a FAQ. It hasn't been released yet, but we're still in the process of actually getting this out. Mm. These are some of the tools that Azure has available to customers.
Yes.
Not forgetting your general AI cognitive services being used for analytics, looking at data lake streams, looking at gaining information from there and providing organizations with actionable business insights based on their data.
Okay, excellent. Pregan, what advice would you give to an organization that's beginning its cloud journey and how it should look at managing its costs effectively? Yeah.
The advice I would give is firstly, understand your objective. Understand what you are trying to achieve. When you're able to understand what you're trying to achieve and the applications and the resources that your organization needs, it is very easy to build out a bill of materials or build out a map or a pathway that allows the organization to grow their infrastructure to that particular level. Mm-hmm. A migration or a move to the cloud isn't as easy as, geez, I woke up tomorrow morning and I want to go to the cloud. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It is a very scoping intensive process that needs to be undertaken. You need to understand every aspect of the business before you can shift to the cloud.
Mm.
Reason being, it affects your cost.
Okay. Pregan, that was really informative. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Only a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Pregan Chetty, Product Manager for Azure at First Distribution.